Good morning, everybody. It's so good to see all of you. We've got so many familiar faces. Is it afternoon? I don't know what time zone I'm even in. So I have the great privilege of being able to tell you a little bit about the Breastfeeding Friendly Healthcare Initiative in North Carolina. And I know that many of you are very curious about this because I've actually received phone calls from many of you in this room wondering exactly what it is that we are doing in North Carolina that is so exciting. I do want to let you know that I have no disclosures, no relationships to declare, but I do want to offer public thanks to our funders, the Duke Endowment and the Kate B. Reynolds Charitable Trust. Were it not for these two organizations, we wouldn't have the opportunity to work on this incredible project. So basically, I could sum up this entire talk by saying that our hospitals need help. Like the rest of the United States, 99% of North Carolina babies are born in hospitals, indicating a widely held belief that the hospital is the safest place to give birth to a baby and to care for it in its earliest hours of life. This is unsettling, as the CDC's MPINC study shows that North Carolina hospitals are barely providing passing maternity care, with a score of only 61 out of 100. A D minus is not acceptable for the mothers and babies of our state, and it is likely a significant cause of the poor breastfeeding rates that Miriam had told us a bit about. With these concerns in mind, we formulated the Breastfeeding Friendly Hospital Project in order to help improve our maternity practices with the purpose of increasing breastfeeding rates and the ultimate goal in improving maternal and child health in our state and through application of our efforts beyond the borders of North Carolina. We will accomplish our goals through facilitating positive and sustainable improvements in hospitals and by mobilizing community demand for breastfeeding friendliness in healthcare systems and beyond. Are you waving at me?
No, I'm waving.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to see if I was unclear about something. That's okay, wave away. She's cute. The hospital is our primary intervention site because 99% of the babies born in the state are born in hospital. And it is also the context in which a tremendous amount of early infant care decisions are executed. We know that many women enter hospitals with stated intentions to breastfeed, but leave formula feeding. We also know that we have thousands of incredibly dedicated, well-intentioned healthcare professionals in our state. The 10 Steps to Successful Breastfeeding that Miriam talked about is an evidence-based model for program improvement, which maximizes existing talent and structures to ensure that moms who choose to breastfeed are supported to succeed. It is not, as many of you know in this room, about forcing mothers who do not want to breastfeed to do so, and it is not about forcing doctors and nurses to attempt the impossible. These are two messages that have been absolutely critical to our work with hospitals in North Carolina. And what we know is that when we first started with them, they really felt that it was all about guilting moms and that achieving this breastfeeding exclusivity idea simply wasn't possible. So just being very clear about that up front has at least been advisable in our experience. You are all very familiar with these steps. I just want to flash them up there one more time so you get to see them. It's the problem with working with two computers. Okay, so here is our action plan that you get to see pictorially. We are committed to establishing at least one self-sustaining best practice site in each perinatal care region of our state, and we have six. The facilities directly engaged with our project all serve large proportions of low-income families who arguably have the most to gain from improvements in maternity care and breastfeeding specifically. If there is no additional improvement beyond just the project hospitals, this quality improvement will benefit greater than 25,000 mother-baby couplets every year. The 10 steps are proven to result in increased rates of breastfeeding initiation, duration, and exclusivity, resulting in positive long-term health benefits. Based on our current trends, we anticipate that rates of breastfeeding initiation, duration, and exclusivity will increase between 5 and 10% at each of our hospital sites. We started with a large teaching hospital, and their goal was actually to become baby-friendly designated. Our hope was that by going through this process with them, the challenges and opportunities that are often discussed among maternity care providers would become apparent to us. At the same time as we were working with that one baby-friendly Pursuit hospital, we collaborated with three other hospitals who are working toward implementing 4 of the 5 stars, or 8 of the 10 steps, as you'll hear about in a moment, with intensive process evaluation going on concurrently. The initial best practice site work was used to inform the creation of a state-specific plan for increased implementation of the 10 steps to successful breastfeeding. So in the present day, we are working with our second phase of hospitals using all of these lessons learned from our one hospital going for baby friendly and our other 3 going for 8 of the 10 steps with significant emphasis on understanding cost and effort effectiveness. By the end of 4 years, our evidence-based how-to guidance will be made widely available. We hope that this guidance, coupled with the presence of at least one best practice site in each perinatal care region, will enable greater than 80% of hospitals in North Carolina to make successful quality improvements to their maternity care programs. Furthermore, we're seeking funding to hold a national conference for increased implementation of the 10 steps. Many states, as I'm sure many of you are here today for this reason, are working on increased implementation using various strategies, and some of them we just heard about next door in the MPINC utility session, which was incredibly valuable. But the problem is that communication among states is lacking and disorganized. By hosting an interstate collaborative, we hope to increase the transparency, communication, organization, and effectiveness of these programs. So what is it that we do in breastfeeding-friendly healthcare? We do evaluation, baseline, mid-process, and follow-up. Sensitization has been one of the most important things, and what we have found is that much like we say moms want to be listened to, so too do the health professionals and health administrators. We know that they really think that they're doing their best, and oftentimes they're very frustrated. They need the opportunity to get that out. And I'll never forget the first day of training. We always ask everybody, could you please tell us your name, in which department you work, and one thing you know or love about breastfeeding? And this woman said, my name is so-and-so, I work in labor and delivery, and I know that you're not going to hell if you don't breastfeed. And we're all like, I'm not going to I know that you're not going to hell if you don't breastfeed. This is welcome. We're going to have a great couple of days together in training. This woman became one of the best advocates for breastfeeding at this facility because that expert trainer responded to her, I couldn't agree with you more. You're not going to hell if you don't breastfeed. There might be a problem that you need to feel guilty about if you don't support that woman to be able to help meet her goal. And we moved on from there. By the end of that day, her pre and post tests, we were able to see that she knew so much more. Her attitudes had improved. And going back to that hospital for their recent site visit, she was there attending the meeting and actually said, I really want to support banning the bags. How can we get that done? So sometimes just listening to these healthcare providers and sort of accepting and moving forward is the best thing that we can do. We offer a lot of training, and what we do is we assess via e-survey and key informant interview what it is that they really need to know, where their gaps are, and then we work with them because we believe that they are the experts of their sites, their staff, their patients, and we try to come up with a model that works best on their site with the idea that over time we'll have groups of different training models to be able to test and see what actually works best. And actually, it's very interesting to see the hospitals. We let them do it their way first, and sometimes they come back and say, okay, let's do it your way. That didn't really work, or yeah, that really worked well. So it's been an interesting process. We provide technical assistance throughout, and we actually are currently using a web portal to be able to get the hospitals to communicate with one another and to share together and not be so dependent on any one person because, of course, that's not sustainable or healthy. We are constantly conducting process evaluation with our hospitals and progress assessment, all of our hospitals. We make one requirement of our hospitals, and it is that they collect their breastfeeding data and post it in a highly visible location for their staff on a monthly basis. We found that that makes a huge difference and that they want to see the numbers increase. So even if they could care less about breastfeeding, we like to climb the numbers. So that's been a big piece. We also work on social marketing and mainstreaming, trying to help work with other community partners, including childcare, chambers of commerce, so that women are likely to experience success after they leave the hospital and not just in the few days that they're there. And we are trying to help support the hospitals with community involvement and demand creation so that, as Mary Rose Tully used to say, they don't come to the hospitals asking for bad care. We don't need them to ask for the best care. We just need them to not come in and beg for nursery care and pacifiers and supplements. We've also had an incredible ability for developing complementary programs. In the very beginning of our initiative, when we were actually still writing the grant proposals, we collaborated with our friends in the Division of Public Health. And they were very excited at that time about creating some sort of designation to be able to acknowledge the facilities who were doing the hard work to make the quality improvement. And we said, well, the designation is important, and we really want to do that in as much as that helps to incentivize hospitals. But what we really want to do is help figure out how to actually get them to make the quality improvement changes. So what has been very exciting is, you know, here we are chugging along trying to get this quality improvement happening, and along comes PCNIC, the Perinatal Quality Collaborative of North Carolina. And they said, this year, it's very exciting, all of our hospitals are really nervous about the Joint Commission measure of exclusive human milk feeding for babies, and they need help. So we want to offer them this free voluntary program for how to implement an action plan that will actually be able to show them higher numbers right away, but also increasing numbers over years. So we're working within this wonderful model, and it works similar to the Institute for Healthcare Improvement models of quality improvement. I see many of you nodding, with the idea that we come up with a set of measures, we do some pre-work, see how that's going. We have an action plan that is all very much based around everything that we have learned in the breastfeeding-friendly healthcare research study. We ask them to go back and implement according to the whatever they feel is most feasible at each given time, because we believe that the organizational readiness for change is a very important theory to guide the process. And then we come back together and we do our learning seminars in person. We've got monthly webinars, we've got weekly newsletters. If you're interested in seeing the internet-based components, you can actually go to pqcnc.org. And while a lot of it is state-specific and reading, perfect timing, meeting our state-specific objectives, so much of it is absolutely available to all of you, and I think would be very useful, at least just to get to see what's happening in North Carolina. So, the title of my talk, The Breastfeeding Friendly STAR Approach, which actually now has been called the North Carolina Maternity Center Breastfeeding Friendly Designation. And it is just an abominable name, but it's a wonderful program. And this is what our state has come up with in order to respond to this desire for incentive towards improving, being able to get the facilities who are doing this work to be acknowledged in a very public way. So Miriam showed you the data where you were able to see the breastfeeding rates and how they increase with each additional step in place. And that's what we're trying to, I think you showed that, right? No. Oh, okay. Well, what we know is that beyond three steps, with every additional two, you're able to see statistically significant improvements in a hospital-level breastfeeding rate. So we want our hospitals to get that idea that it's progress-based, they can take it slow, they don't need to go 10 steps with all or nothing. However, two steps at a time is really where they're going to see that important change take place. So we will be looking at their applications. They're all paper-based, and they are actually sort of a merged document of our electronic survey and the CDC MPINC survey, where we're asking for actual documentation. So we don't just say, "What is your? Do you have a breastfeeding policy, and does it include the 10 steps?" But if so, and you want acknowledgement for this step, please include your policy. So it's a lot of work to be able to review it. It is a multidisciplinary initiative, where we have endorsement from the Hospital Association, and on the assessment panel, we do have members from CGBI, from our Breastfeeding Coalition, our Hospital Association, and the Division of Public Health, so that there's no one interest driving how it is that these facilities are able to make the improvement. And Anne, you're gonna be so happy, with 45 seconds to spare, I want to thank you for coming today and supporting our breastfeeding research and for being so interested in exactly what's going on in North Carolina. I'll look forward to answering your questions in about 30 minutes.